For our next segment on Air Check, we're going to turn things over to KRCC's jazz guru, Dick Fairley. Dick recently had the chance to speak with local jazz guitarist Wayne Wilkinson. Wilkinson's an accomplished musician who's played in the Air Force Falconers and Airmen of Note bands, and whose career has taken him from Carnegie Hall to the White House. In this conversation, he tells Dick Fairley how he got his start in jazz, and he shares some recollections about local jazz legend Johnny Smith.
Hi everyone, I'm Dick Fairley, host of the Thursday Evening Jazz Excursion here on KRCC. I'm here with Wayne Wilkinson, Colorado Springs resident and jazz guitarist extraordinaire. Welcome, Wayne. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Wayne, you've played all over the U.S. You've played the White House. You've played with President Clinton. And I have to ask, does Bill Clinton have the chops on the tenor sax?
You know, he did a great job, and I always joke with people and say, well, he makes a better saxophone player than I would a president.
So I'm always interested in how people end up doing the things they do. How did you get started in jazz?
Well, my father was a guitar player, and he wanted to get me going early on, and it just didn't take. Finally, when I was 15, I started taking lessons with him. And after about a year, I found somebody whose father taught guitar, and his name was Dal Daggett, great South Texas jazz guitar player. He really got me going on jazz. So that's when I heard that, I said, wow, there's nothing like that sound.
And when did you first realize you had the talent to play improvisational jazz?
That's a good question. I played baritone horn in junior high, and then I switched over to the tuba in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I, back then in the 70s, or in the 60s and 70s, you had all these TV shows that had theme songs, like Gilligan's Island,
right,
or Andy Griffith's Show, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I would be practicing the tuba, and then I'd just be playing by ear the theme song to the Andy Griffith's show or what have you. And at that point, I realized that I had the kind of a knack to play by ear.
Great.
And improvise.
So who were some of your early influences in jazz?
Well, I'm dating myself here because I remember I had an 8-track.
We remember those.
Remember 8-tracks? Yep. I had an 8-track of Joe Pass that I had bought in a mall in a record store in Virginia. And this fellow said, you gotta listen to this guy, Joe Pass. So I stuck the tape in, and I couldn't believe what it was. One of those virtuoso recordings that Joe Pass did, just solo guitar. And I thought, wow.
So I'd like to have you talk a bit about Johnny Smith and your relationship with him.
Sure.
And your impression of Johnny.
Sure. Well, when I moved to Colorado Springs, somebody said, hey, you got to go check out Smith's music. Johnny Smith owns it, and he's a great, great jazz guitar player. And I really didn't know too much about Johnny Smith until I moved to Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
So I drove over to 8th Street in Cheyenne Village and went into a store and ask him if I could play with him.
Uh-huh.
He was sitting behind the counter with his apron on, working on some guitar. And I said, Mr. Smith, I'd like to have the chance to play with you if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
So he took his apron off, grabbed a guitar, and we sat down and we played. And so that's when I first got to know him.
Uh-huh.
Johnny was always such a gentleman. He took me out to dinner a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And I got to know him that way. Went over to his house once.
For those who don't know, Johnny Smith was a prominent jazz musician in the 1950s. And he left New York City and moved to Colorado Springs to care for his daughter.
True.
After her mother, his wife, died. And he just walked away from jazz as a prominent performer and spent the rest of his life, bought a record shop here in Colorado Springs, and I once heard an interview with Johnny where he said, "I loved the New York music scene, but I hated living in New York City." So he said, "I have no regrets about coming to Colorado Springs."
Well, a quick story that Johnny Smith told me. He said he remembers playing in the famous club, the Birdland, till about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh huh.
Now this was back in the early days. He was huge. So after he finished playing at Birdland, he went home, took a shower, dressed again, and took off and went to play with the New York Philharmonic.
Wow. That he had morning. That kind of talent, so, yes, he did.
Yeah, it was something.
And he was in demand as a studio musician because he could sight read anything you put in front of him.
Not easy for guitar players to read. In fact, the joke is, how do you get a guitar player to turn down? You put music in front of him, and all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to back off on the volume here.
So you currently have 4 or 5 CDs. Maybe I've miscounted, but I think that's about the right number.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah. And one of your CDs, It's a Lark, which you did solo guitar. And one of the songs that you play on that album is your take on Moonlight in Vermont.
Yes.
And that's one of Johnny Smith's famous tunes. And I can hear echoes of Johnny Smith in the way you play it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And so I thought we would hear a little bit of Moonlight in Vermont.
Sure.
If you could perform with any musician who is no longer with us, who would that be?
That would be Art Tatum.
Interesting.
I love the way Art Tatum played piano. He was widely recognized, even to this day, the greatest jazz piano player of all time. Maybe Oscar Peterson would give him a run for his money,
uh-huh.
But I just love the way he played. He's very fluid, especially when he did solo piano.
Yeah.
That's kind of the same approach that I took on It's a Lark. It's a little bit different than Joe Pass's solo guitar approach. I just love the way Art Tatum played. Extremely fluid.
But I've called you the Art Tatum of the jazz guitar.
No, thank you.
and I mean that in a very complimentary way.
Thank you very, very much.
Wayne, I really appreciate you being here. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
And we'll certainly be hearing you on KRCC.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
That was Dick Fairley speaking with jazz guitarist Wayne Wilkinson. To hear that conversation again, you can head to krcc.org and also catch Dick Fairley every Thursday night from 8 to 11 on the KRCC Jazz Excursion Show. You're listening to Air Check from KRCC. Stick with us.